Translating the story told by Lula Geary. This is the first time I'm going to talk on the recorder. I'm going to do the best I can to talk of what I can remember. The Buckland people first lived at Canva. Then they moved near here about 2 miles downriver. The place is called Ikara Rock. At the time they moved to Ikara Rock, they used skin boats. During their stay down there, two teachers by the name of Asavat and Kutnik came. They were the first teachers they had. During their stay down there, they found that the wind was always blowing, and there was not enough trees or hills there to protect them from the cold wind. So they moved here to Nunatsiavut. After staying here for about 2 years, they found that whenever it snowed so much during the winter, it always floods when it starts during the summer. After finding out about it, they moved further up a few miles from here to a place called Nusait. When they moved to Nusait, I was one of them. The ground up there was so good to live on. We never stayed up there very long before we started not feeling at home. Because during our stay up there, we found that in the summertime, the water gets too low. The ground was good all right, but then we had to find a better place to live. We then came downriver. Instead of stopping in the first places we went to, we went on down to the bay, to a place called Elephant Point. They found it was a good hunting ground, but they had a problem with wood, because the wood was too far to get. When they piled wood before the beluga came into the bay, it always be good all right. But when the pile of wood runs out, it gets pretty hard. They also found out that it floods a lot there. And when it floods, it covers the whole point. So the people have to move to the hillside and stay there until the water goes down. So they moved back here to Nunatsiavut. Because they decided that it was better than the three other places. In the summertime, we start hunting smallfish. And from the start, instead of training, in those days, we used goodness. The place they hunt smelt is a place called Makakshak. It's about 1.5 miles upriver of Buckland. The people have a lot of fun dip netting. They even holler with happiness when they get more than the first time. They then spread the smelt on the sandbar to dry. In those days, they didn't string them, but spread and count them one by one. In those days, smelts were the best kind of food than anything else. The smelts come upriver from the ocean a few weeks after the ice goes out. The way the old people used to know the smelts are here is when the river gets high. They used to say that the smelts pushes the water up when they come in. After the smelts dry, the people work very hard putting the smelts away in caches and storages. After the people put away the smelts, they start downriver to the flats to hunt for eggs before resting. They travel all night to reach the flats. When they reach the flats, they start walking the islands for eggs before sleeping. After that is done, they travel on down to the mouth of the river called Arvernach to rest. When they are rested, they go on down to Elephant Point to wait for the beluga to come in. When the beluga come in, the men go out with kayaks to drive them to the shallow parts of the Ashok Bay. At the shallow parts, they kill them with spears. Before going out hunting, the men would meet to see who would lead the hunt. The one who they think is the fastest would lead, and the ones who are slow would be behind. When the men got some beluga, they would signal the women by making a fire. Then the women would come across with a boat, or if the men made two fires, it would mean that the women would bring across two skin boats. In those days, they didn't have any kind of motors, so they had to use oars. But the women made it across very fast. They would hunt in Sasebo. The people would all work together in cutting up the catch. They then divided up all the meat. No one is ever left out, because in those days, their tradition is to help everyone out. When the people get done putting away the beluga meat for the winter, they start hunting for seal. From the seal, they get oil for lamps, medicine, and food for the winter. Before they finish hunting seal, they start hunting for ptarmigan and rabbits. The way they hunted the rabbits is by driving the rabbits to one area and start shooting them with shotguns. The people who were in the drive all get their share. That is the way our ancestors would do it. We are not following the ways of our ancestors. After hunting rabbits, they come back to Buckland to live together again. When they come back, they always have a lot of fun because they are happy that they have a lot of food put away for the winter. Also because they had a church. I passed some things they do in the early fall. They pick berries like blackberries, asparagus, oxtail, kikminyak, and mussels, putting them in barrels or poles for the winter. After putting them away, they hunt jackrabbits. They also hunt ugruk when they come upriver at the time. During the fall, they also hook for tomcod, and if they are lucky, they get a lot of herring that are washed ashore by waves. They pick the ones that are wiggling. They get them by the sackful. That is the first time we get some good food during the summer. And when that's done, they start for here by boat and some by dog sled. When they get here, they start trapping fox and mink. In those days, a fox pelt would sell for a lot. In those days, they had no welfare. They had to support themselves. They did not know anything about welfare. They did their best on their own for survival. This is Lulu again. I am going to talk about the rhubarb, because I forgot about it when I was talking. They always pick rhubarb, then cook them before storing it. They would also pick surah and put it in oil. Surah are leaves that grow on thin willows. The taste is always real good when put away in a poke. When they put the rhubarb in cooked blubber oil, the rhubarb never sours. We always have Eskimo celery called ukusuk when my son-in-law picks them. Our ancestors would put away greens that us younger generation do not know about. Before winter comes, the people come back. Some go to Canada to work as miners to make money to get white food. But they would come back here for ugruk hunting. We stop using the old ways when teachers come and start showing us new ways. When we forgot the old ways, the welfare saved us from suffering so much. When we came back to Buckland, we start picking mussel, a wild potato the mice put away for the winter. They look for soft parts in the ground where there are mice digging. When the soft part is located, they dig for this mussel. After they take the mussel out, they put in its place bread meat or something for the mouse to eat during the winter. In those days, they did not have any nurses or doctors around, so that whenever a person gets sick or needs help, they help themselves or some other person helps them, usually the relatives. Whenever a person gets sick in the stomach, they boil oil and let the person drink a lot of oil to clean out his intestines. That way they let a person get well. They were doctors in their own way. When the nurse came, they stopped using the old ways, because the nurse made it easier for them. The doctors learned how the body works. I once got sick before they ever saw a nurse, and they let me have oil and muscle, and that made me strong again. Whenever a person has diarrhea, our ancestors let them have talk, or in English they call it sourdough, to get them well. It's hard to remember the old ways because I've using the new ways for a long time. We are thankful now that the white people had pity on the way we were living, or we would have a hard time living by our old ways. Oh yes, here is the song we used to sing when we women used to sing while we are playing games. They used to juggle same time walking to see who can go the farthest using handmade stones. It must have been they were counting 1, 2, 3. The way they used to make the stones for juggling is by chewing on salmon eggs and mixing it with sod. After this is done, they would put it in the sun to dry. It would turn out to dry really hard. I used to be one of them in the game, but I never used to sing the song, but count how many I did. There is a lot to talk of the old ways of living, but I talked of my most fun parts of living.